is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, you dial in, bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we will talk about things that are interesting to us. And Mark, you've got something to start things out with tonight.
Yeah, this is from the StarTelegram.com. That's Star-Telegram.com. Texas town's police seize valuables from black motorists. You can drive into this dusty fleck of a town near the Texas-Louisiana border if you're African-American, but you might not be able to drive out of it.
Oh, jeez.
At least not with your car, your cash, your jewelry, or your valuables. That's because the police here have allegedly found a way to strip motorists, many of them black, of their property without ever charging them with a crime. Instead, they offer out-of-towners a grim choice. Voluntarily sign over your belongings to the town or face felony charges of money laundering or other serious crimes.
Wow.
More than 140 people have reluctantly accepted that deal from June 2006.
What a deal, yeah. A deal you can't refuse, right? One of those deals.
Yeah, June 2008, according to the court records. Among them were a black grandmother from Akron, Ohio, who surrendered $4,000 in cash.
Oh, my gosh.
Tenaha Police. I would just avoid this town.
Tenaha, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would avoid this town. I don't care what
color you are. No matter what color you are.
Yeah, but especially if you're black. Pulled her over, an interracial couple from Houston who gave more than $6,000 after police threatened to seize their children and put them into foster care. The court documents show neither the grandmother nor the couple were charged with or convicted of any crimes. Officials in Tenaha, situated along a heavily traveled state highway connecting Houston with several other popular gambling destinations in Louisiana.
So these are people coming back with presumably gambling winnings in many cases?
Well, one might guess.
Wow.
Say that they are engaged in a battle against drug trafficking, and they call the search and seizure practice a legitimate use of the state's asset forfeiture law.
I'd call it highwaymen.
Yeah, that's what I call it, too.
Yeah, I would call it waylaying these people and out-and-out stealing things from them.
Yeah. You know, I don't... This is a terrible case of it in particular, but...
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual. Well,
they were doing this in Bradenton, Florida, which is where you were born and raised.
Yeah, they were doing it along the interstates in Florida, too. But they weren't necessarily... They were going after black people in a lot of cases, and these are the people that they'll target, but... The idea that you take money from anybody, it's just cash that they've got in their hands. I don't care if somebody's mm-hmm. driving around with $100,000 in their hand. You have no reason to take that from them.
It's drug money.
Right.
That's all they have to do is say that.
The accusation.
Right.
And then you have to prove it otherwise. And that's not
America. No, the money has to prove otherwise.
Right.
They charge the money. I know you don't believe this, right? If you're listening to this show for the first time tonight, you're saying, what are you talking about? Charge the money. Go and check it out for yourself. If you get pulled over with a few thousand dollars on you, they will take that money from you and the court case will be against the money. Now, how is your money in the hands of the state going to hire its own attorney to defend itself?
How could it possibly? I mean, it's an inanimate object.
It sounds crazy, and it is. And it's really happening
That's legal land for you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, mixed-up place where the average person doesn't have any kind of idea what's going on.
No, they just want to be done with it. They want this to be over with. It's a terrifying situation to be in, and they know it. And that's why they get away with this stuff. That's why they had, and I remember the story from Bradenton, and I'm sure it's very similar here. They have these pre-made-up asset forfeiture forms where they basically fill in the blanks. Okay, we've got this, this, and this, and just sign here, and we'll let you leave our town.
Yep. Well, in Bradenton, it would, you didn't have to leave. They weren't even going after people traveling through. They were just going after anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. The law permits local police agencies to keep drug money and other property used in the commission of a crime and add the proceeds to their budgets. We try to enforce.
But that's if that's only if a crime was committed and they go through the process of arresting, charging, and convicting somebody. They're circumventing all that by just simply intimidating people and saying, hey, we're going to charge you with fill in the blank, whatever the crime is. We're going to charge you with child molestation unless you sign this document and let us have everything in your car.
Right.
So, therefore, it never gets to the point of having to charge somebody or go
because
through any sort of process.
Their property.
Right. That they just basically handed it over. I mean, it was just essentially it was a negotiation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way they see it. And, of course, if you don't agree with what happened, then you get to go through their system, the
right.
system run by the very same people that just extracted all of your belongings from
you. If
you
happen to be driving, like $4,000 is a big chunk for a lot of people. If you happen to be driving with, say, your life savings for whatever reason through the town, and then they get you, well,
you're
then
done.
How do you defend yourself? How do you hire a lawyer yourself?
How do you buy the hotel room that you'll need to buy to get to where you're going? I mean, when you get to where you're going, and you're out.
They took their car. They take their
yeah.
cars.
They've been taking cars, too?
Yes. Their cars, their valuables.
So you get to
everything.
Walk out of town.
Right. They're lucky they don't take their clothes. Just because clothes aren't that valuable.
How do you deal with a situation like that? Besides avoiding the town in the first place. How do you handle that? Because if they arrest you and charge you, I mean, are they bluffing? No, because they can really arrest you and charge you with whatever it is they want to.
Oh, I like
even if it gets thrown out later, they can still inconvenience you to that point, and they can still, you know, once they've got you in their custody, then you're still at their whims.
I like what AAA did. They in Waldo, Florida, they put
speed
up a big
trap.
Sign, you know, said speed trap ahead or whatever, and sort of warned people. So you can kind of warn people, and that's really about the best you can do, because this is government. You can't do anything about it.
This is the system.
Right. I mean,
they are,
you know,
so entrenched.
This is it.
You
know, and most of them aren't this corrupt, but...
But they're out there.
But they're corrupt, and what do you do about the corruption?
And you don't know from one town to the next if you're going to get or from one cop to the next in many cases, if you're going to get a rogue agent or if you're going to get somebody who is on the up and up. You have no idea. It's a crapshoot.
Yep. This is the problem with the level of power that we give officials here in the United States.
And this is just in some little town, right? Sometimes the small towers can be the worst.
George Bauer, the mayor of the town of 1,000, says, we try to enforce the law here. Boarded up businesses outnumber open ones and city halls.
Yeah,
sports a broken window. We're not doing this to raise money. That's all I'm going to say at this point.
That's right.
Yep, Boss Hog. Wow, wow, wow. You know what I mean?
God. This is not funny. I apologize for laughing. It's just stunning that people can allow this. The people will have this happen to them, and nothing can be done about it. It seems almost like a hopeless situation, doesn't it?
And the people of Tenaha or whatever, when they have their local elections, will still show up in some numbers, you know, around 10% to vote. Most of them will be bureaucrats.
Who can even imagine?
The town officials will be elected by a slight majority of a minority of people, just like they are in every other town. And we believe that this system is somehow supposed to be democracy, which is supposed to be good.
Well, what are the choices like in Tenaha? Who do you get to choose from? Who's on the ballot?
Roscoe P. Cotrain or Boss Hog?
Yeah.
That's your choice.
So what do you do? These people in that town must be living in fear of these individuals. I mean, if you were to...
And it's not like you can sell your house and go away because, you know, who wants
to buy?
To move there?
Yeah.
There's boarded up buildings, you know, businesses all over. It's
imagine how depraved these individuals are that are running the government in that town as to how low they would stoop. In order to, if you were to throw your hat into the mayoral ring and go up against this guy, what sort of underhanded...
Kill my dog!
Right. your dog's head would end up on your front porch or something like that. So what kind of underhanded tactics would they be willing to engage in? What kind of vote scamming would they actually engage in if it actually looked like you had a chance
of winning? This is the supervisor of the checklist here, you know?
So, very scary
stuff. Boss brother.
And again, this goes on in more places than you might imagine.
At
different levels.
At different levels and different types, and people always think that, that's the best system in the world.
That's
not good enough.
Yeah, that's not consolation.
It's not good enough.
That doesn't make it better for the victims of the system.
Right. The best slave plantation is not okay.
It's still slavery, any way you slice it. It's awful. 1-800-259-9231. What is the solution in that case? In the case of this small town with the out-of-control cops, besides getting the hell out, regrouping, and getting together with other people that are of like mind, what else could the solution be? There's no winning in a town like that. They have that thing locked down. 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute, with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert, and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
So when I'm hanging out with my buddies, I will sometimes get ribbed with the comment, "Come on, Rip, real men don't eat plants." But check this out. The fat and cholesterol in animal products clogs up the arteries traveling not only to the heart and the head, but also to the extremities, including the penis, where they can cause peripheral arterial disease and impotence, which research shows may be an early sign of heart disease. So, men, there's a better way, and it doesn't involve taking Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra. It involves eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete-turned-firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and is also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
TooSmallForMe.com. That's the numeral two, the numeral four, TooSmallForMe.com. You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home, save money by grabbing donated items, take advantage of coupons and freebies. It's easy to use. My wife's even put something up there. It's TooSmallForMe.com. That's the numeral two and the numeral four.
800-259-9231 to your phone calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, Marie is listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Marie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Basically, the AIG bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how a president could sign a bill with that provision in there stating that the AIG and all the bailed out companies can take bonuses and not know what's in there. I don't get that.
Really?
I mean,
really? Well, hold on a second, Marie.
Okay.
Do you understand the amount of legislation that goes through this man's hands that he puts his signature on? Do you understand that many of these pieces of legislation are thousands, hundreds, if not thousands of pages long? There's no way that he could possibly read. In fact, the Congress people don't have time to read it.
The people that pass them don't read them. The people that that sign them don't read them. None of them read them.
Does that surprise you?
It's outrageous. I can't believe
yes.
it. I mean, and we're talking about, these people with mortgages that they signed on the line. They didn't read the mortgage either. They didn't know what was in it. You know, what are we doing? What is this nation coming to?
Well, those are great questions. It's pretty crazy, but it's not anything new. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, right? Do you understand that, too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, has it been done?
Let me reassure you, the bills that get passed in Washington, D.C. for the past long as I've been alive have been huge, ginormous pieces of legislation that no one would possibly be able to read. You and I certainly cannot read all of the legislation that they pass in Washington, D.C., and of course they'll tell us that if we don't know what the law is, well then that's no excuse.
Right.
They don't even know what the law is.
If you spent 40 hours a week reading laws, just that as your full-time job, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be able to get through the laws that they pass in a year by May.
Well, but let me ask you this. Would you guys sign something that you've never read?
I look at all contracts that I have. I mean, I may not look at every page of them, but I must say that I try to hit the high points. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, I guess I don't read every word, but the difference is when I sign something, I'm only putting myself on the line. When the president signs something, he's putting all of our butts on the line.
Well, I can answer that question. I think that it depends on the contract. I mean, for instance, if what we're talking about is a contract for a cell phone from a major cell phone provider, to some extent those are fairly standardized in that there's going to be inevitably a termination fee if you cancel early, and there's going to be some other details in there. But as long as you go through with the contract and you stay on for 2 years, whatever the basic term is, you'll probably be pretty safe. But if you're going to buy something like a house or a car, then, yeah, it would make sense to understand what those terms are, I think.
Well, you know, one of the things I learned in public school, and I went to public school, they taught us, do not sign something you have never read, period. And I've always lived by that. And I'm just shocked.
So here's a question for you, Marie.
Sure.
How can it be that if the president, whoever he is, Barack Obama, George Bush, whoever the president is, how can it be if he signs a piece of legislation that the legislature has never actually read and that he himself has never actually read, how could it be possible that whatever that legislation says could apply to you?
I don't know. I really don't.
I'll give you the answer. They have guns and they're willing to throw you in a cage if you don't obey them. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Marie, I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Actually, we can go further back because it wouldn't matter if the legislature read what they passed. It wouldn't matter if what they passed was a page long and the president signed just one page every single year. Wouldn't matter. You could read that, right? But it still wouldn't obligate you to anything. I mean, not really, because you never signed on to their system, unless you did, in which case, great, you have fun with it. But the Constitution wasn't even, from what I understood, signed, and even if it was, those people are not alive today. So how could they have bound you, generations later, with their signature? How is that possible?
Especially when they don't follow the Constitution in the first place.
Obviously not. It's clearly a dead letter.
It's
clearly they act like they didn't sign the Constitution. They say they swear to it, but what's that mean? Obviously nothing.
Right. I mean, you know, they can pledge allegiance to the flag and then shove the money in their pockets. What the Constitution says, you know, the way the government's set up, yes, they're doing that. However, when you look at the Bill of Rights, they might as well set those things on fire. The 9th and 10th Amendments, where it says that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That means the federal government, most of the agencies that it has, are unconstitutional because there is no FBI, FDA, any of these agencies, all these alphabet soup agencies out there, they aren't in the Constitution.
You know, we can point out so many different examples of how the government just doesn't give a flip. The people calling themselves the government, they don't care about what the Constitution says. We know that it's just been trashed upon. And it just doesn't matter how degraded the whole system becomes. It seems like people will just keep putting up with it. It doesn't matter if they're pulling people over on the side of the road and extracting all their wealth from them, taking their car and letting them go. It doesn't matter if they're taking 90% of their paycheck. Whatever the depredations of the state are, it seems like people are just willing to put up with almost anything. Although you might point out, well, you might say, well, Ian, they're having these tea parties. Look at the Tea Parties. The Tea Parties are showing that Americans are very upset with this government. They're very upset, and they're willing to do something about it. Oh, really? You know, I heard, Mark, that they were pulling permits for these Tea Parties. Isn't that all you need to know about
it's kind of funny.
The Tea Parties? Do you think that the Sons of Liberty back in, was it the 1700s when they,
yeah.
did, when they did that?
18th century.
Yeah, late 1700s. Do you think they pulled a permit from the government?
Yes, the king, whether they could throw his tea in the river.
Right, I mean, they did, right? That's what civilized people do, isn't it? They go and they ask for permits. They ask for permission to protest, to show how upset they are. Because if they can't get the permission slip, then you might as well just stay home, because wouldn't want to step out of line now, would we, Americans? Wouldn't want to take a little bit of risk. Wouldn't want to even take the risk of, what would the worst thing be if you got together and you had your little tea party without a permit? What would the worst thing that happens be?
They come and break it up.
Yeah, they're going to come and break up 4,000 people. One of the recent ones, 4,000 people. Yeah, that would be pretty crazy, wouldn't it? Then they get themselves tear gassed. How many of those people that were showing up for the tea party would be willing for that?
Tear gassed.
Yeah,
how many
of them would be willing
to
put up with that?
You know, that they're even going out and doing anything. That's a very non-Republican thing to do. And I've got to say, I kind of like that part. However, all it's going to do is get the crooks that we had 6 years ago, or excuse me, 2 years ago back
in. It's okay, Mark. They've changed.
I don't want them.
No, they've changed this time. Trust them.
Yeah, whatever.
800-259-9231. You're on hold. We'll get to you. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. By the way, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, Amanda is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Amanda.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I like to talk about the legalization of cannabis.
One of my favorite topics.
In essence, legalization is just asking for permission to medicate yourself. Again, another thing that we feel necessary to do, apparently.
Yep, it seems like people have been changing the way, you know, their brain chemistry since they've been able to. You know, they had I know that they had beer at the time of Noah, so
yeah.
They've been doing this all along. I'd say that probably a 90-something percent of Americans in some way or another change their brain chemistry, whether it's with caffeine, whether it's with
Nicotine, alcohol,
marijuana. Nicotine doesn't really change brain chemistry too much. At first it does, but after that you're just addicted to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just, it's baffling to me that one of the most, if not the most, productive plants on the face of the planet, in all fuel, fibers, and medicine, has continued to be illegal you know, for the last 30-some-odd years.
It baffled me for a while, too, but it pretty much comes down to a few factors. Number one, there are certain business interests that are well-connected with politicians that would like to not have to compete against the wonders of hemp and all of the products and things that can be created from it. So they would like it to stay very illegal. Plus, of course, there are the other manufacturers of alcohol and cigarettes who don't really want to compete with marijuana as a recreational drug. So they are, for instance, members of the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, which is kind of ironic. So there's that factor. Plus, of course, there's the factor of there are a whole lot of cops that it's their job to bust pot and to bust other drugs, and so ending the war on drugs, and I would rather end the war on drugs than just the war on marijuana myself, but I'll take whatever I can get. But a lot of those cops would then be out of jobs, and so they will lobby heavily against it. I would say those are some of the primary reasons. Of course, we're also leaving out the drug lords who also make billions, and they have an interest in seeing that the drugs stay illegal.
Organized crime does not want to see marijuana legalized.
Right.
Absolutely
not. That should pretty much summarize it.
Also, the fact that, the whole topic of, marijuana or drugs support terrorism is true to the essence that the people that are the terrorists, in my opinion, are the ones that are running this whole system.
I agree with you. Control. What the government does absolutely qualifies as terrorism.
And it's the laws that illegalize marijuana and other drugs that support terrorism also.
You know, we started out this hour, Mark, you had a story about a small Texas town that is essentially just pulling people over and stealing their stuff from them. And, of course, they're using the war on drugs as their excuse. But what those guys are doing is terrorizing those people on the side of the road. It's awful. What's happening to them? Amanda, thank you for the call tonight. With you completely on that one, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike listening to WKVT. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just going to say, there's corruption with cops right here in Keene.
Oh, you're listening to WZBK in Keene. Okay, very good, sir.
Oh.
What's that?
Yeah, it says both of those.
Yep.
When I listen, but it's on AM. But I think the solution, if it's possible, is to, video and then just put it on, wherever, the Internet or anything,
Absolutely. Video is a great solution.
Right. And, this is not just for police officers, but anybody who works for the government. They shy away from cameras like roaches away from the light in the kitchen. When you flip it on, off they scurry. They hate it.
We actually were experimenting. We actually do the show from Keene, and last week we were out in Central Square, which is kind of the central area of town. There was some civil disobedience going on. People were playing Frisbee out there. It's apparently very dangerous to do that sort of thing. But I pulled out my BlackBerry, which I just got a couple months ago, for this sole purpose. This is the reason I got one of these things, because you can stream live video to the Internet with a service called Quik.com, which is completely free, I might add, Quik.com. So if you have a BlackBerry, an iPhone, or a number of other brands of so-called smartphones, you can get this Quik.com application, and if the cops are trying to pull some shenanigans, you can pull out your phone and, hit two buttons, and you're streaming live to the Internet.
Even if they stop it, even if they grab your thing, it could be already on the Internet and they get no control over it.
Exactly. And that's going to be, I think that factor right there is going to be what turns the tide, if you will, because if they can't control the camera, if they can't grab the tape out and destroy the evidence, then they're in a real bad position at that point.
It's like that guy in California where they took camera shots of that guy shooting him. Imagine the stories they would have made up regarding shooting that guy in the subway if the cameras weren't around.
You don't have to imagine the stories. The stories get told to us all the time. They're just run of the mill. It wouldn't even hit the news outside of L.A.
Right. Thank
just
goodness.
Just another criminal has been shot in the back.
Thank goodness people got out of there with their videos, because they did try to confiscate cameras from people in there. But luckily, a handful of people managed to get away from the scene without having the police confiscate their cameras. So thank goodness there were so many people in that particular instance. Had there been just one or two other people with a video camera nearby, the cops could have targeted them and taken them out.
Right, exactly.
So, here's another what I would thing. Suggest. Go ahead.
Another thing is that is the root of a lot of the corruption, and it happens right here in Keene. Is they want money for fines in court. You know what I mean?
Sure, they do. And one of the other things that people can start.
A big money for this, for towns.
For all
for
over the place. You're absolutely right. What was it? You mentioned Waldo, Florida earlier, Mark. Those guys are raking in cash because they've got a section of town where the speed limit goes down dramatically from like 55 to 30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the speed limit sign's relatively obscure as far as its location. So they'll set up the cops on a daily basis and just plink people as they're passing by and just ring the cash register. I mean, it's big money for these people, and you're absolutely right. Mike, I thank you for the call. You know, for those that are interested in the activism that's happening here in Keene, it's one of the things we talk about from time to time on this show. You should go to freekeene.com. It's where you can see the live streaming stuff that goes on. So if the cops are up to something, you know, we'll stream it if we're there, and you can actually see that happen over at live.freekeene.com.
I'm of the opinion that the police in Keene are better than they are in many places in the United States. I see a lot.
That's true. We haven't caught any beatdowns.
I see some terrible abuse nationwide. I'm not saying that. Essentially, the system itself is institutionalized corruption, as he was talking about.
Right. The fines are, of course, big money for cops and for courts all over the place. And that's one of the other things that's changing up here in New Hampshire as more liberty-loving people move here as part of the Free State Project. And we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But as more liberty activists move into Keene, or not just Keene, but New Hampshire in general, that's what the Free State Project is all about, moving to New Hampshire. It's just that we've got a lot of kind of outside-the-system, market-based activists in Keene. The people around here are willing to not pay those fines. We've had people who have been pulled over for speeding. We've had people pulled over for driving without registration. And we've had a guy pulled over for illegal U-turn. All three of those cases, the individuals that were being accused in those cases basically told the judge, I'm not your piggy bank, and I'm not going to be paying this fine. And nothing happened to them. None of them were put in jail to work off the time at $50 a day or whatever.
That's going to start changing.
You think so? You think the crackdown's coming, huh?
I don't see what the other option is.
Well, the other option is to do the right thing.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you.
Is that the order?
Then you win.
Yeah, it's probably the order.
Yeah, because they can't laugh at you before they ignore you.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Either way, Mark, this is unprecedented, right? We've got people now with video cameras that can stream live to the Internet, and more people are getting this service, which is good. The more people have this in their hands, the better. And the activists are just refusing to cooperate. They're not. If they get pulled over for stuff like speeding and things like that, they're not paying. So it's essentially clogging up the system, and it's costing them to go after people like that. If more people would start doing that very same thing, the entire veneer of legitimacy over the state would just crack and crumble away. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies.
Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Just enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Amazon's so big, they even sell used products. So if you need to save a few extra bucks in this down economy, use Amazon for it. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll save a little bit of money. You'll get the products you're looking for. You can get reviews on all the things you're looking at buying. Really, why bother even going to the department stores anymore? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So we continue with your phone calls, and we will talk to Dave, listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave. Hello? Dave in West Virginia.
How you doing tonight, guys?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, called in a few times. It's personal responsibility, Dave.
Okay, welcome.
I got to say, we're talking about, you know, what you're going to do in a small town with corrupt cops. What you're going to do when they start pulling your permits for tea parties. A friend of mine recently told me, he said, Dave, you know, he said, I really don't care what the government does as long as I can get up in the morning and get in my new or semi-new car and go to work and get a paycheck and come home to the house that I pay a mortgage on and sit in front of my flat-screen TV, crack open a beer, and watch TV.
Sounds like a typical American to me.
And there you go, right there, typical American. And until we get people out of that mindset, until we get people to realize that it's up to them to make the difference, well, corrupt cops pulling permits from tea parties are the last thing we got to worry about.
What do you think, here would be an interesting question to ask this friend of yours. Obviously, we don't have him with us right now, so maybe the next time you talk to him. But here's a question. What amount of taxes, just look at taxes, not even regulations or any of the other awful, terrible things the government does to people, just the tax factor. What's the maximum amount of taxes that this guy would be willing to take? What amount would start making him feel uncomfortable about just coming home and sitting and watching the TV set? Is it 70, 80, 90%, 95, 98%?
We've had 90% in this country.
Where is his
income tax before?
if we get away from not so much even the tax issue, but I mean, look at the gas issue. $4 a gallon is what we found out that the American people were willing to pay, and after that, they got fed up and wanted to start drilling offshore, off the United States, and wanted to start getting more domestic production of oil. But the problem is, until you start hitting them right there in that pocketbook, they're not going to do a darn thing.
You'd think it would be enough. I mean, we're just so wealthy, the government can effectively take 60% of somebody's income. I mean, even on conservative estimates of what governments at all levels take from people, state, federal, and local, it totals up to about 60% of their income. Now, it's not all out in the open, and that might be part of the problem. They're not seeing really, truly how much they're losing. They may only see, well, there's 7% there for Social Security. They're not seeing the other 7.5% that's behind the scenes. It's already gotten taken out. They're seeing the income tax there. But they get a refund check, so they don't think that's so bad. I guess not everybody gets a refund check, but nonetheless, it's a lot of the taxes are obscured. A lot of the taxes people pay are already built into the cost of the products that they're buying on the store shelf, so they don't really realize how much of their wealth they're losing. But I guess you're right. I mean, we're just so wealthy in this country, the government can effectively take 60-70% of people's income, and they can still have a relatively comfortable life living in their cage with their flat screen TV.
When it comes to the tax issue, do away with the weekly or the biweekly withholding and make everybody pay their withholding all in one shot. See how many Americans start screaming.
That would change everything, is the getting rid of the withholding and,
good luck seeing that happen. It's more likely the federal government is going to collapse before they ever change back to a system like that.
But again, you got to get the people riled up enough to realize that they need to step out. First of all, they need to step out and take responsibility for their own stuff. It's not the government's place to provide them with an education. It's not the government's place to provide them with health care. It's not the government's place to provide them with a car or a house or what have you. That's the first step, guys. That's the first step.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Dave, I want to thank you for the call and the encouragement. I think you're right about that, and I think people should be encouraged to take responsibility for their own lives. However, I would like to say that if you don't want to, if what you want in life is to pay 70% of the income that you make out to some monopolistic organization that I guess monopolistic wouldn't be the correct term, but let's say you want to pay 70% of your income out to some group that will tell you what to do. They'll pick your school for you. They'll pick your food for you. They'll pick whatever all other responsibilities you might have to decide, you know, your life insurance, all that stuff. They'll make all those decisions for you. They'll just take a healthy 70% chunk of your paycheck every week, and you won't have to make any decisions. I think people should be free to choose that life for themselves. I think absolutely they should be. So I don't care if you want to take responsibility for your life or not. I think if you do take responsibility for your life, then all kinds of wonderful things can happen for you. But if you just want to subsist, if you just want to, you know, give away a bunch of your money and then have somebody take care of you, great. Well, you should be able to. Just leave me out of it, okay?
But that's the key to it all, is that doesn't work. You know, that system wouldn't work unless you can get everybody involved and make everybody pay, and that's the tyranny of the majority that is democracy.
Wait, why wouldn't that work? Why couldn't somebody take 70% of their paycheck and have some company take care of all their bills for them figure out life for them?
Because the rich people wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you do need the rich people to make that work, right?
The system that we have currently is based on taxing the rich. I'm afraid, you know, that's really the way it goes.
Yeah, but still, Mark, still, even if...
I mean, remember, yes, middle-class people pay a good portion of their paychecks and everything, but...
But government is inefficient, right? Government's pretty poor at managing money. So you would be... I'm talking about a free market situation. I'm not talking about a government. I'm talking about a government-like entity, a government, you know, some sort of private entity that just takes care of people. Like, here, just give us all your money, kind of like how you give your wife all of your money. You could just give all your money to some other organization, and they would make all your decisions for you. I think people should be able to be free to do that if that's what they want. I just don't want to be forced into that system.
I hear you.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Andrew, listening to WFLA in Florida. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your call, and I often listen to your program down here in Florida, in Tampa, on WFLA.
Yes, sir.
But you said something about Waldo and the speed trap in Waldo.
Yes.
Well, it's so famous in Florida that AAA has it posted on their sites and everything. And believe it or not, the government, the state of Florida, recognizes it as a speed trap. They post signs, billboards, warning you about that speed trap.
That's AAA that does those billboards, as I understand, as I understand it. Those are AAA's billboards, not the state of Florida's. I understand it.
Oh, no, but as you go into the city of Waldo, DOT has signs warning, speed limit's decreasing. Every 100 yards, it'll tell you.
Really?
Speed limit's decreasing. Speed limit's decreasing. And they tell you all the way through town, and yet those guys stay busy, busy, busy pulling over people. They get plenty of warning, believe me. I'd say 500 yards to 1,000 yards before each speed drop. They tell you four or five signs.
I've been through Waldo. I've been through Waldo. Do you think that it's necessary to have a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit through that? Well, it's a few businesses clustered around a gas station. Do you think that's necessary?
They have a giant flea market, and they have a big mud bog thing in there now.
Hey.
But all that being said,
do you think
all that being said, it's their city, and it's run by the people.
No, it's not their city.
So I guess that's,
you don't think individuals have the right to travel without being molested?
Travel where?
Travel where they want.
Well, on a road they paid for.
Except for the fact that people who get to travel where they want tend to go faster than they should, under the influence of things they shouldn't be, and they kill other people.
Well, I don't think that the Waldo speed trap is doing anything for drunk driving.
Well, I don't think it's doing anything. That's just the way they do their revenue thing. I'm just saying that this kind of obscure sign is just adding something in there that's not true.
Are you saying it's okay what they're doing in Waldo, even though there are signs up warning it that it's all right?
I don't particularly like it. The state of Florida doesn't like it, as a matter of fact. I mean, they publish things about it. They try to get them to stop it, but it's the right of that particular city within their sphere.
Hey, Andrew, cities don't have rights. Now, if you want to believe in rights, you should believe that individuals have rights, but cities are just sort of this concept that people make up in their heads.
If you participate in a government, and you have laws, so you avoid anarchy, then you give them some of your rights.
I don't know about that, because I haven't given anybody anything. They've just taken them.
Each other's sticks and taking each other's property.
That's what they are doing, see? They're threatening us with the big stick, and if we don't go along with it, they take our property.
You have anarchy. What does anarchy get you? But survival of the fittest and the strongest.
Maybe we have anarchy today.
I think we do.
And the fittest and the strongest are the government, and they take from the rest of us.
That's what they do.
As a matter of fact, they've enslaved us.
Thank you, Andrew, for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't see how you could argue anything else. This is anarchy. And these are the strong men. And they deserve to be resisted. Free Talk Live, Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.